Today was another tough one in the journalism industry. Up in New York City, the famous Daily News tabloid slashed much of their newsroom in a move that will see as many as half of their editorial staff lose their jobs. Thinking beyond the salacious headlines that everybody knows Big Apple newspapers for, they were a force in local and statewide coverage. Their parent company is the same one that used to own the LA Times, among others, and have been doing this across the nation for a while regarding gutting of resources. It's not about whether or not you agreed with the specific slant of that paper. It's about the fact that while sure, we could subscribe to massive national news outlets on the cheap these days, local news is really what often affects our day-to-day lives most directly. Those are the ones you should be subscribing to if you're genuinely hoping to make a change. Even New York's own Mayor Bill de Blasio, an elected official whom, like many, stands to have plenty to lose from watchdog journalism, thinks this was a bad thing for his constituents overall. The company says it's going to refocus on breaking news, but in a world in which Twitter exists, why bother with that at all? Deeper is better when it comes to journalism. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.